Master, I want to see. Master, I want to see. Jesus, Lord and Master, I want to see. The readings and prayers of today's Mass invite us to reflect on our blindness and on the one who can give us sight. Bartimaeus in the Gospel receives a miracle from Jesus. He receives his physical sight, but that should make us think of our spiritual blindness and our need for spiritual insight. It should remind us of our need for an increase of faith, hope, and charity, like we prayed for in the opening prayer. Without these, we have an incomplete or even a wrong view of ourselves and the world and our neighbor. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has become flesh and entered into our world of blindness and darkness and pain, the high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses because he's entered into this world full of heartbreak, he shows us who we really are. He shows us how great God's love is for us. He shows us our dignity as children of God. He shows us the destiny that God has in mind for us and our neighbor. And so let us not think too little of ourselves and what God wants for us. Let us ask that we may see ourselves as God sees us and love each other as God loves us. Jesus, I want to see. If we come to know Jesus deeply, when he gives us that spiritual insight into who he really is and into who we really are, then life can never be the same. We can never again put all our hopes in what this world can offer. We will be like those exiles in the book of Jeremiah, waiting and longing for that day of return from exile. I will gather them from the ends of the world. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. Jesus, I want to see. When Jesus gives us that spiritual insight, we will never again be able to look at our neighbors as a mere enemy, or to look at our neighbors' suffering as a matter of indifference. We're all aware, I'm sure, of the ugliness that has been a feature of our politics for the last several years. We've seen heated rhetoric and harassment and even violence. And it was only yesterday before Mass that I learned of the latest shooting in a synagogue in Pennsylvania. Well, it's time for all of us to cool down and chill out. If we really are believers in Jesus and his love, then we of all people should be an example to the rest of our society of how to have civil discussions, even if we disagree, of how to perhaps grant that the one who disagrees might have a point and might have something that you can learn, and to learn that they shouldn't simply be dismissed, and they certainly shouldn't be victims of harassment or violence. Yes, there are serious problems that we need to discuss in our society and that politics needs to deal with. We should stand up for the common good and for justice as we see it. But we should also be able to have civilized discussions with those with whom we disagree. And if we have contributed in any way to to heated rhetoric or hateful talk. Now is the time for repentance. And now is the time to pray and encourage and be part of a healing in our society. There is some good news out there too. And even on the internet, you can find good news occasionally. I read something about a candidate for something in North Carolina who actually posted a message that praised his opponent and said, "I would like to thank my opponent for running a good and positive campaign. She's a good person regardless of our disagreements." That's a good example. I don't know, maybe he was already so far ahead in the polls that he felt like he could afford to be nice, but I'd like to see more of that. And so when we go back to Bartimaeus, the formerly blind man in the gospel, who's received his sight from Jesus, what does he do next? He followed him on the way. He receives his sight and he follows Jesus. Where does he follow him to? He follows him to the cross. He sees now the glory that's in store, whatever it is that Jesus is going to suffer. And so let us pray for that same faith to follow the Lord to the cross and to believe in the glory of the resurrection. Jesus, I want to see.